السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. توحید و سنت ڈاٹ کام www.touheed-sunnat.com.
الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال جل وعلا: القارعة، ما القارعة؟ وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. وقال جل وعلا: فإذا جاءت الصاخة، يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه، لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. وقال جل وعلا: وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال، في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم، لا بارد ولا كريم، إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين، وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم، وكانوا يقولون: أإذا متنا وكنا تراب وعظاما أإنا لمبعوثون، أو آباؤنا الأولون، قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم، ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زكوم، فمالئون منها البطون، فشاربون عليه من الحميم، فشاربون شرب الهيم، هذا نزلهم يوم الدين.
Respected علماء, brothers, elders, my little friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Everything, everybody, every person has certain rights. It is the right of our parents that we be obedient to them. We listen to what our parents say. It is their right that we take good care of them. We provide for them. It is their right that we stay in their service and make khidmah and refrain from anything and everything that brings pain to them. As children, it is our right that our parents take good care of us. Our parents teach us what is right. Our parents teach us what is wrong. And most of all, they give us an Islamic upbringing. An upbringing in accordance with the Quran and the sunnah and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our right. It is the right of the Quran that the Quran be recited daily
recited correctly with tajweed are not left in some cupboard covered with dust as it is left today in nearly every house. Likewise, the Creator has a right. Allah the Almighty has a right. The right of Allah, the right of the Creator, the Lord of the universe, is that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that the reason I created the jinn and the reason I created the insan, that is you and I, the only reason I created you and your brothers from the jinn was so that you and the jinn worship me. This is the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created yourselves and I, so that you and I, we spend our life in obedience to the Creator. We spend our lives obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. We spend our life in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created yourselves and I. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. We seem to realize the purpose of our creation in the blessed month of Ramadan. We seem to realize the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this blessed month. And thus we see, we all begin to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the blessed month of Ramadan. We see that the masajids are full in the blessed month of Ramadan. Youngsters, elders, all alike, come to the masajid. They offer their 5 daily prayers. They offer Salatul Taraweeh. They donate generously in the path of Allah. They try their utmost best to do as many good deeds as they possibly can in the blessed month of Ramadan. And they try their utmost best to refrain from every sin in this blessed month. But when this month comes to an end, in one second, we forget the purpose of our creation. We forget that we are Muslims, and we forget that Allah created us to serve the Creator. And we return to the deeds that we used to do before Ramadan. Look at the masajid now. It is not Ramadan. There are over 1,000 masajid in England. Every day somebody is making a collection for a new masjid. We hear that a new masjid is being built in another town. But what do we see in these 1,000 masajid? What is the reality? The reality is we see a handful of believers in every masjid. This is what we see in the masajid of Allah. And in the morning prayer, what do we see? We see the imam and we see 5, 6 Muslims. And they, old men. This is what we see. Listen very carefully, my brothers, and pay heed to the warning. That day in which you and I and every man and woman from the beginning of time till the end of time, that day is very close in which you and I, every one of us, will be asked a question. The question will be in such a state, كَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. It will be the Creator, it will be man, there will be no barriers in between, there will be no veil in between, there will be no translator to translate for you. You will stand in front of the Lord of the universe and he will ask you, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ, that I created you for a purpose. The Quran made that purpose clear. The purpose and the reason I created you was so that you worship me. Did you fulfill the purpose of your creation or not? Tell me. The day in which you and I and every man and woman will be asked this question is very, very close. Open the book of Allah and the book will tell you, وَمَا يُذْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ كَرِيبًا. How do you know? The hour may be close. The day of judgment. The day in which you will have to answer this question may be close. How do you know? The majority of the minor signs of Qiyamah have already appeared. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam regarding the minor signs said, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنِ وَيُلْقَى الشُّهْرِ وَيَكْسَرُ الْحَرَجِ وَفِي بَعْضِ الرِّوَايَاتِ يَظْهَرُ الزِّنَى.
يَتَكَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ. The time will begin to fly. There will be no barakah in time. How truthful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Do we not see time flying today? Days are passing by like never before. Weeks are passing by like never before. Months are passing by like never before. Years are passing by like never before. Yet we have achieved nothing. We are exactly where we were. We have achieved nothing in deen and dunya. Nor have we achieved anything in deen, and nor have we achieved anything in dunya. We are exactly where we were. Time is flying. Barakah has been taken out from time. وَيُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمِ. Knowledge will be taken. How truthful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was yet again. What do we see today? Ignorance prevails. The majority of the Muslims do not even know the basics of deen. Today, knowledge has been taken. Knowledge has been taken from the heart. The ulama are not like before. The normal Muslims, the general Muslims are not like before. وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنِ. Fitnas will be everywhere. What do we see today? Hundreds and thousands of fitnas. Hundreds and thousands of different sects. Each and every one is claiming to be on the Sirati Mustaqeem. The straight path. Each and every one is claiming to be the Sunni Muslims. Though in reality, there is only one Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. There is only one Sunni Muslim. And there is only one sect that is on the Sirati Mustaqeem. وَيُلْكَ الشُّهْ. Greed will be thrown in people's hearts. People will not be content with what Allah has given them. Who is content and satisfied today with what Allah has given them? Nobody is making shukr over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Everybody's eyes are focused on somebody else's wealth. Everybody is craving for more, for that little extra. Whether they get that little extra through halal means or through haram means, they must have it. وَيَكْسَرُ الْحَرَجِ. Killing will be on the increase. How truthful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. How many Muslims were killed a few years ago in Iraq? How many Muslims were killed a few years ago in Bosnia? How many Muslims at this moment in time, while I address you and you listen to the reminder, are being killed in the different parts of the world? وَيَظْهَرُ zina. Zina will be on the increase. Zina, adultery, will be widespread and common amongst the Muslims. Today we hear that a Muslim man of 50 years old, married with 5-6 children, is committing adultery. Muslim men married with that many children are committing adultery. Our youngsters think that associate with women and to keep girlfriends is halal. Though the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly forbid this. The majority of the minor signs have appeared. We are now waiting for the major signs. We are waiting for the Zuhur al-Mahdi, the coming of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We are waiting for the Khuruj al-Dajjal, the emergence of the Dajjal. We are waiting for the Nuzul Isa ibn Maryam, the dissension of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. We are waiting for the Khuruj Ya'juj Ma'juj, the coming of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. We are waiting for Tulu' al-Shams min al-Maghrib, the rising of the sun from the west. We are waiting for the Dabbatul Ard, the beast of the earth. We are waiting for the Thalatha Khusufat, the three landslides. We are waiting for the Dukhan. We are waiting for the smoke. We are waiting for the fire. My brothers, when the first major sign of Qiyamah appears, the rest will follow in succession. And before you know it, the final hour will come. And it is on that day, you and I, and every man and woman will be asked, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I, the Creator, created you for a purpose. The purpose was made clear in the book of Allah. The ulama told you that the reason you were created was so that you serve your creator. The reason you were created was so that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you fulfill that purpose of the creation? And that day is no joke, because that there is no day which is comparable to that day. That day is so severe that the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, كَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا فَرَغَ مِنْ خَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ والأرض خلق السور وأعطاه إسرافيل فواضيه على فيه شاخص ببصره إلى الأرش ينتظر متى يمر. That Allah, when He finished creating the heavens and the earth, Allah created the sur, Allah created the horn, and from the day Allah created the horn, He gave the horn to Hazrat Israfil عليه السلام فواضيه على فيه. From the day Allah gave the horn to Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil took the horn, he placed it in his mouth. As I address you and you listen to the reminder, the horn, the sur is in the mouth of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. The hadith says, شَاخِصٌ بِبَصَرِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْشِ يَنْتَظِرُ مَتَى يُمَرْ. He is looking towards the arch of Allah. His eyes are focused on the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is waiting for permission to blow inside the horn. He is waiting for the command of Allah to blow inside the horn. When the major signs of Qiyamah appeared, all of a sudden, one day, Allah will order Hazrat Israfil, أُنْفَغْ نَفَقَةَ الْفَزَى. O Israfil, blow inside the horn. And Israfil will blow inside the horn. The hadith of Abu Huraira says, فَيُمُدُّهَا وَيُثِيلُهَا وَيُدِيمُهَا. And Israfil will blow inside the horn and he will keep on blowing. Israfil will not get tired on that day. Israfil will not take a rest on that day. The Quran is saying you, to you and I, pay heed to the warning now. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. That day is so severe that every being within the heavens and the earth, except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to save from the torment of that day, every being, everything within the heavens and the earth will become scared, will become frightened, knowing that the hour has come, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of disobedience, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of sin. Hearing the horn, everybody will begin to shake, and every being within the heavens and the earth will become frightened and scared, except for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to save from the torment on that day. That day is so severe that the Quran is saying to you and I, is رجت الأرض رجا وبصت الجبال بصا فكانت هباء منبصا. The earth hearing the horn, knowing that the time has come to an end, that the time has come to end, the earth will begin to shake and it will keep on shaking. The hadith of Abu Huraira says, فتكون الأرض كالسفينة في البحر تضربها الأمواج. Picture in your mind's eye a ship in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, caught in a severe storm, caught in a hurricane. This ship is in total darkness. It is in the middle of the Atlantic. The ship is being battered by waves from all directions. It is battered by gales from all directions. The ship is thrown from one place to another. The ship is rocking to and fro. This will be the situation of the earth on that day. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةً. The earth will keep on shaking. وَبُصَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَصَّةً فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءٌ مَنْبَصَّةً. These great mountains that we see before our very own eyes today, these mountains that are standing with pride, firm today, the K2, the Himalayas, the Everest, their peaks are reaching their peaks, are touching the sky. These great mountains on that day, when they hear the horn, these mountains will begin to tremble, and these mountains will begin to fly in the air, and these mountains will turn into dust and become a million pieces and more. That day is so severe, my brothers, that the Quran is saying, يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. Youngsters like yourself and I, youngsters like yourself who sit before me today, strong and healthy, youngsters like yourself on that day will no longer be strong, they will no longer be healthy. As youngsters like yourself, when they hear the horn, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of sin, youngsters like yourself will become weak and old on the spot. Their black hair will turn white on the spot. Their limbs will be like the limbs of old men, though in reality they are not 60, 70 years old, they are 20 years old, they are 25 years old, they are 15 years old. That day is so severe that the Quran is saying, picture it in your mind's eye, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَجْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِئَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَأَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَجْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِئَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَأَتْ. It is a fact that mothers love their children. Mothers never let any harm come to their children. Mothers sacrifice their life for their children. They sacrifice their possessions for their children. They sacrifice their sleep for their children. My brothers, normally the most beloved to a mother is their youngest child. The child that is being breastfed, that is normally the most beloved to the mother. What is the Quran saying? On that day, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِيَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَتْ. You will see that every mother has forgot her child. Every mother will forget her nursling. Every mother will no longer remember she's a mother. Every mother will no longer remember she is a child. As on that day, every mother will be worried about herself. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. On that day, you will see that every pregnant woman will be relieved of her load on the spot. She will drop what is inside her stomach there and then. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. What will you see on that day? You will see mankind as in a drunken state. What do we know? We know when person is drunk, he is in his own world. He does not know what is happening around him. He is only worried about himself. The Quran is saying, on that day, you will see mankind as in a drunken state. Mankind will be in a state of panic. Mankind will be in shock. Mankind will not know what is happening happening around him. My brothers, the Quran is saying, this is how you will see mankind. But do not think they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. The Quran is saying, in reality, these people will not be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be severe on that day. And it is because of this, you will see mankind in this state. وَتَتَايُرُ الشَّيَاطِينُ هَارِبَةً إِلَى أَقْصَارِ الْأَرْضِ فَتَتَلَقَّى الْمَلَائِكَةُ هَارِبَةً فَتَضْرِبُ بِهَا وُجُوهَهَا. The hadith of Abu Huraira says, today the shayateen are spending their days and nights trying to mislead the people, On that day, the shayateen, knowing that the time has come to pay the price of disobedience, these devils will begin to run. They will run to the corners of the world, looking for a refuge, looking for a place to hide. The angels will chase these devils, and the angels will grab the devils, and they will grab the shayateen, and they will beat the devils, and they will bring them back. This will be the situation of mankind. فَرَوْ أَمْرًا عَظِيمًا لَمْ يَرَوْ مِثْلَهُ. They will see something that they have never seen before. They will experience something that they will have never seen before. And they will all be overtaken with fear and awe, the limits of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. This will be the situation when all of a sudden اِسْتَصَدَّعَتِ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ قَطَرٍ إِلَى قَطَرٍ. The earth will begin to give way. And the earth will begin to crack piece by piece, the very same earth that they were standing on. ثُمَّ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَإِذَنْ هِيَ كَالْمُهْلِ ثُمَّ انْشَكَّتْ. They will look towards the sky, they will look towards the heaven, the sky will begin to crack piece by piece. The sky will be black like the boiling filth of oil, and the sky will begin to crack piece by piece. Our truth for the Qur'an is, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. The heavens will be cleft asunder, the sky will crack into pieces and fall. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. These stars that beautify the sky today will be no more, they will fall down. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. The seas will burst forth, every single thing will come to an end. Nothing will remain, everything will come to an end. When everything comes to an end, the angel of death will come to Allah, and he will say, يَا رَبِّي قَدْ مَاتَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شِئْ. O Allah, all those within the heavens and the earth have died, except for those who you wish to remain alive. فَيَكُونُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ بَقِيَ مَنْ بَقِيَ. Though Allah will know who remains, Allah will ask the angel of death, tell me who remains. The angel of death will reply, بَقِيْتَ أَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ وَبَقِيَ حَمَلَةُ الْأَرْشِ وَبَقِيَ جِبْرَائِيلُ وَمِيكَائِيلُ وَإِسْرَافِيلُ وَبَقِيْتُ أَنَا. Ya Rabbi, O Allah, you remain the one that does not die. Jibra'il remains, Mika'il remains, Israfil remains, I remain, and the angels that are carrying your arsh, they remain. Allah will say, let death come to the angels that are carrying my arsh, my throne. Let death come to Jibra'il, let death come to Mika'il, and let death come to Israfil, and they will all die. For the second time, Allah will ask the angel of death, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ بَقِيَ مَنْ بَقِيَ. Allah will ask the angel of death for the second time, O angel of death, tell me who remains. And the angel of death will reply, بَقِيْتَ أَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ وَبَقِيْتُ أَنَا. O Allah, you remain the one that does not die, and Allah, I remain. Allah will say must to the angel of death, and the angel of death will die. Nobody will remain besides Allah. When nobody remains besides Allah, the one, the only, Allah will take the heavens and the earth in His hands, and Allah will say, Anal Jabbar, Anal Jabbar, Anal Jabbar, that I am the Almighty, Limanil Mulku Al-Yawm. Tell me, for whom is the divine rule today? For whom is the power and might today? Who is the king of all kings today? Who is the lord of the universe today? Aynal Jabbarun, Aynal Mutakabbirun. Where are the oppressors of the west? Where are the oppressors of the east? Where are the dictators of the dunya? Where are the wrongdoers? Tell me, where is the shaitan of the east? Where is the shaitan of the west? Nobody will answer, as nobody will remain besides Allah. And Allah, the Almighty, will answer Himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَارِ. That today, the rule, the might is for Allah. The power is for Allah. The Lord of the universe is Allah. The King of all kings is Allah. The one, the only, and the Almighty. ثُمَّ نُفِغَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ كَيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. The Quran says, then he will blow inside the horn for a second time. Allah will order Hazrat Israfil to blow inside for the in the horn for the second time. And he will blow. When he blows, every man and every woman from the beginning of creation till the end of time will come out of their grave and they will be all standing and looking on. That day is so severe that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has said, تُدْنَ الشَّمْسُ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ كَمِقْدَارِ مِينٍ فَيُكُونَ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَمَالِهِمْ مِنْ الْإِرْقِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ حِكْوَيْهِ. The sun will be above the head. Today, my brothers, the sun is over 1,000,000 miles away. When it is 20, 21 degrees, we begin to take our clothes off because we cannot bear the heat of the sun. Then tell me, how do you think it will be on that day when the sun will not be 1,000,000 miles away and it will not be 20, 21 degrees? The sun will be above your head and each and every person will begin to sweat and people will be in sweat according to their sins. The more sins one committed in this world, the more sweat you will be in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونَ إلى كافي منهم من يكون إلى ركبتي ومنهم من يكون إلى هكوي. There will be those in sweat up to their ankles. There will be those in sweat up to their knees. There will be those in sweat up to their waist. Everybody will be in sweat according to his sin. My brothers, today, what excuse do we offer for being negligent, for neglecting our salah and not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The excuse that we offer today is that we work during the day. We have no time for worship. When we come back from work, we are tired. We cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the excuse on the lips of the majority of the Muslims. The Quran is saying to you and I, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفُعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Work as much as you like. This type of money will be of no use on the day of judgment. وَلَا بَنُونَ. And these children will be of no benefit to you on the day of judgment. Never mind being of any benefit. The Quran has clearly said, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِي وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى. Listen to what the Quran is saying. The Quran is saying, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ. On that day, the guilty, they will say, oh Allah, take my son in ransom. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of this day. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of hell. And take my son. Oh Allah, I am offering my son. Oh Allah, I am offering my daughters. Oh Allah, I am offering my brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, take my whole family. Oh Allah, take all those on the service of this earth. Take them in ransom. Oh Allah, let me go free. Oh Allah, do not punish me. Oh Allah, save me from the punishment of this day and save me from the fire of hell. Kalla, on that day, no ransom will be accepted. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنُ الْأَرْضِ زَهْرٌ وَلَا وِفْتَدَى بِهِ. Even if they came with an earth full of gold and they came with it and they presented it to Allah, oh Allah, take this earth full of gold and let me be free. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنُ الْأَرْضِ زَهْرٌ وَلَا وِفْتَدَى بِهِ. Even that will not be accepted, as each and everybody will have to pay the price of his deeds. They will have to pay the price of sin and disobedience. Today, this is the excuse that we are offering. We have no time. We work. We have to provide for our children. Look what the Quran is saying here again. It is saying, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. You have a relationship today. Father and child, you have a relationship. On that day, you will have no relationship. A father will have no relationship with his child. There will be no relationship between a daughter and mother. No relationship between a brother and brother, a sister and sister, a brother and sister. And nor will you ask about your mother and father on that day. You will not ask about your sisters and brothers. You will not ask about your sons and daughters on that day. Never mind asking. The Quran has made it clear. يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. You yourself will run away from your mother and father. You will run away from your brother and sister. You will run away from your son and daughter, fearing that on that day they will ask for good deeds. They will ask for their rights. Ikrama, in the tafsir of this verse, says, on that day, a husband will meet his wife. A husband will say to his wife, يَا هَذِهِ أَيُّ بَالٍ كُنْتَ لَكْ. Oh my wife, tell me, how good of a husband was I? Did I fulfill your rights? Did I give you everything I asked for? The wife will reply, اعمل بعل كنت فتسني بخير ما استطعت. She will say, you was a good husband. You gave me everything. You gave me more than what I asked for. And she will praise her husband. And she will keep on praising. Ikrama says, if the husband will say, if that is the case, فَإِنِّي أَطْلُبُ إِلَيْكَ الْيَوْمَ حَسَنَةً وَاحِدَةً تَهَبِيهَا لِي لَعَلِّي أَنْجُو مِمَّا تَرَيْنَ. If that is the case, if I was a good husband, then today I am in need of a favor. I am in need of your good deeds. I am not asking for you, for 100 deeds. I'm not asking for 10 deeds. I am asking you for one single deed. Give me one single deed out of your good deeds. I beg of you, please give me this one deed. لَعَلِّي أَنْجُو مِمَّا تَرَيْنَ. It is possible that this one deed saves me from the fire of hell. It is possible that because of this deed, Allah gives me Jannah. Listen to what this woman is going to say. This woman is going to say to him, مَا أَيْسَرْ مَا تَلَبْ وَلَكِنْ لَا أُتِيكَ أَنْ أُتِيَكَ شَيْئًا. Oh my husband, what little you have asked for today, but today I cannot give you what you have asked. I cannot give you one deed. As I أَتَخَوَّفْ مِثْلَ الَّذِي تَخَافْ. That I fear the same being and the same creator that you fear today. I do not know what is going to be my outcome. I do not know whether Allah is going to give me Jannah or whether Allah is going to punish me in the fire of hell. I cannot give you this. Ikramah says, thereafter he will meet his son on the plain of resurrection. When he sees his son, he will kneel down and he will crawl and he will grab hold of his feet and he will beg his child. He will say, Ya Bunayya, ayu walidin kuntalak. Oh my son, tell me, how good of a father was I to you? Did I fulfill your deeds? Did I give you everything I asked for? The son will reply like the mother. He will begin to praise his father. He will say, Oh father, you was a good man. You gave me everything. Father will say, if that is the case, إِنِّي أَحْتَجْتُ إِلَىٰ مِشْكَالِ ذَرَّةٍ مِّنْ حَسَنَاتِكَ. Today, I am in need of your good deeds. I am not asking you for one deed. I am asking you for a deed the size of an atom. The deed the size of an atom. This is what I am in need of today. Give me out of your good deeds a deed the size of an atom. His son will reply, Oh father, you was a good man, but today I cannot give you a deed the size of an atom, as I, your child, does not know what is going to happen to me. I do not know what Allah is going to give me, whether Allah is going to give me the fire of hell, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me Jannah. And today we are disobedient because of this, because we have to provide for our children. It is like as if the Sahaba never provided for their children. So we have been given an extra responsibility. We have to provide, we have to work. And thus we be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what our children will be saying on that day. This is what our families will be saying on that day. This is what our wives will be saying on that day. يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانِ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. On the plane of resurrection, you'll be looking for a place to hide. You'll be looking for a refuge, a safe place to hide. يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرْ. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرْ. On that day, there will be no place to hide. On that day, there will be no refuge. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرْ. On that day, you will be taken to the Creator. You will have to meet with the Lord of the universe. And Allah will ask you, I created you for a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Did you fulfill the purpose of your creation? يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. Whatever you did from the day you were born till the day you left this world, each and every deed will be presented in front of you. All your good deeds and all your bad deeds, they will be all presented in front of you, and you will be informed of every single thing that you did from the day you came into this world until the day you left this world. Judging will take place. Everybody will be gathered on the plain of resurrection and judging will take place. Allah will say, bring Jahannam. Jahannam will be brought. يُوتَاب بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلِكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. Jahannam will be brought on the plain of resurrection. It will have 70,000 reins. On every rein, it will have 70,000 angels. Each and every angel will be pulling Jahannam that day. They will be trying to control Jahannam, as Jahannam will be angry like never before. Such a big creation of Allah, Jahannam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has said, كَلَوْ أَنَّ الْحَجَرْ يُلْقَى فِي شَفَةِ جَهَنَّمْ فَيَهْوِي فِيهَ سَبْئِينَ خَرِيفَ لَا يُدْرِكْ لَهَا قَارَةً. لَوْ أَنَّ الْحَجَرْ يُلْقَى فِي شَفَةِ جَهَنَّمْ. That if a stone was dropped from one corner of Jahannam, just from one corner, this stone will keep on descending. 70 years this stone will keep on descending. After 70 years, even then this stone will not reach the depth on the bottom of Jahannam. It is encircled with four walls. لَصُرَادِكُ النَّارِ أَرْبَعَ كِسْفُ كُلِّ جِدَارٍ مَصِيرَةُ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. Four walls, one wall is so thick that the distance that one can cover in 40 years, if one was to travel continuously for 40 years, the distance that one can cover in 40 years, that is the thickness of one wall, and Jahannam has four walls like this. Ma'az Allah, then there's the fire of hell. Narukum juz'un min sab'ina juz'in min nar. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that the fire of this world is only 1/70th in comparison to the fire of hell. Meaning, everything within existence, everything within this world that can burn, all the timber, all the paper, everything within this world that can burn, if everything was gathered and one huge bonfire was lit, the heat coming out from that fire, that is only 1/70th in comparison to the fire of hell. How hot do you think hell is? On top of this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, أُوْقِدَ عَلَى النَّارِ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ حَتَّى أَحْمَرَّتْ ثُمَّ أُوْقِدَ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ حَتَّى أَبْيَضَّتْ ثم أوكد عليها ألف سنة حتى سودت فهي سوداء مظلمة. The fire of hell was burned for 1,000 years till its color changed to red. ثم أوكد عليها ألف سنة. Then it was burned and kindled for a further 1,000 years till its color changed from red ثم يبدت to white. Then it was burned for 1,000 years till yet again its color changed, this time from white till black, فَيَّ سَوْضَاءُ مُسْلِمَةً. At this moment in time, the fire of hell is black. On top of how hot it is at this moment in time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَشْتَمْسُ وَالْقَمْرُ صَوْرَانِ مَكَوَّرَانِ فِي النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ. The sun and moon that you see out there, this sun and moon will be made into pieces, and that will also be thrown into the fire of hell, to make the fire of hell more hotter. Jahannam will be brought on the plane of resurrection. يُوتَى بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. It will be brought 70,000 rains on every rain. 70,000 angels will be controlling Jahannam. They will be bringing Jahannam. They will bring it to the plane of resurrection. حَتَّى تَقِفْ بَيْنَ يَدِ اللَّهِ. Jahannam will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will say to Jahannam, Jahannam, تَكَلَّمِي. Or Jahannam, speak. And Jahannam will speak, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَإِزَّتِكْ وَأَزْمَتِكْ لَأَنْتَقِمَنَّ الْيَوْمَ مِمَّنْ أَكَلَ رِزْكَكْ وَأَبْدَى غَيْرَكْ. I swear, there is no God worthy of worship but you, O Allah. O Allah, I swear that I will take revenge from all those. لَأَنْتَقِمَنَّ الْيَوْمَ مِمَّنْ أَكَلَ رِزْكَكْ. I will take revenge from those whom you provided for. You gave them their rosy. You gave them their daily bread. وَأَبَدَ غَيْرَكْ. But when the time came for worship, O Allah, they had no time for you. O Allah, they had their time. They had time for their wives and children. They had time for work. They had no time for you. They would not worship you. If they did, they would worship the shaitan. And they would worship the devils and the idols of Allah. They would not worship you. I, the Jahannam, is going to take revenge from all these today. Judging will take place. There will be the Ashab al-Yameen and there will be the Ashab al-Shimal. Ashab al-Yameen, those on the right. Those that will receive their records in their right hand. They are the people of Jannah. Allah make us from amongst them. Wa Ashab al-Shimal, and those on the left. Those that will receive their records in their left hand. They are the people of hell. Allah save us from them. Who are those? Them. They are those that whom regarding the Quran say, إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنس العظيم وكانوا يقولون أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أإنا لمبعوثون. Listen very carefully. The Ashab al-Shimal, those on the left, are those people who used to live lives of luxury, those that worshipped materialism, those that worshipped money, those that did not worship Allah, those that made partners with Allah, those that would commit sin and persist on sin. They would play lottery, they would gamble, they would fornicate, they would commit all types of sin. You name it, they would commit it. And when they were told, refrain from sin, believe in Allah, bring iman, they would laugh and joke and say, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابٌ وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. That when we die and turn into dust and bones, is Allah going to raise us? These are the people of Jahannam, and these are the people of hell, and these are the people of the left. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judged that he be taken to Jahannam, Allah will say, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُوهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاءً فَاسْلُكُوا. خُذُوهُ, take him, فَغُلُّوا, fetter him, insert him in chains, his hands, chains in his hands, chains in his feet. My brothers, Fuzail ibn Ayyash says, when Allah says these words, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا, chain him, fetter him, ابتدر إليه سبعون ألف ملك أيهم يجعل الغلة في أنكه. 70,000 angels will rush towards this Jahannami, each and every angel trying his utmost best to grab this Jahannami and put chains in his hands and chains in his feet. 70,000 angels will rush towards him when Allah says, take him, grab him, fetter him and throw him inside that fire of hell. And this is how they will be taken to the fire of hell. Their hands in chains, fetters, chains on their feet, and the angels will push them, the angels will beat them and drag them, and they will take them to the fire of hell. When they reach the gates of hell, what will they see? عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They will find wardens on the gates of hell. angels that are strong and severe, that do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even for a second. سُودٌ وَجُوَهُمْ كَالِحَةٌ أَنْيَابَهُمْ. These angels, their faces are black, their teeth long and sharp and black. فَنَّزَأَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِهُمْ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah has taken rahmah from their heart. Allah has taken mercy from their heart. There is not a speck of mercy within their heart. Allah has done this, so these angels that are the guardians, that are the wardens of Jahannam, so that these angels do not feel pity, show pity and feel sorry for the people in Jahannam when they are being tortured and punished in Jahannam. Allah has taken mercy out of their heart. And these angels are so big. كَلَوْ طُيِّرَ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ مَنْكَبِ أَحَدِهِمْ لَصَارَ شَهْرَيْنِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ مَنْكَبُ الْآخَرِ. That if a bird was flown from one of their shoulders, the bird would fly and keep on flying. It would fly continuously for 2 months, and after 2 months, it would reach the other shoulder. This is how big the wardens of Jahannam are. When they reach the gates of Jahannam, the gates will already be open. And the wardens will say to him, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Didn't messengers come to you? Didn't messengers recite unto you the revelations of Allah, the verses of Allah? Didn't the Quran come to you? Wasn't the Quran clear enough? Didn't the Quran make clear what was halal and what was haram? Didn't the Quran tell you if you refrain from sin you will get Jannah, and if you commit sin you will get the fire of hell? وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِكَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Didn't these messengers warn you of the meeting of this day? Didn't the messengers tell you a day will come in which you will pay the price of sin and disobedience? If that is the case, أُدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Then enter the fire of hell. They will be thrusted into the fire of hell with a disdainful thrust. Once inside the fire of hell, their bodies will be enlarged. They will be fattened, made bigger, so that they feel more pain. Uzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا بَيْنَ مَنْ كَبَيْءَ الْكَافِرِ فِي النَّارِ مَسِيَرَةُ ثَلَاثِةِ أَيَّامٍ لِلْرَاكِبَ الْمُسْرِحِ. They will be made so big that it will take a person on a fast horse, a good rider, 3 days to cover the distance between the two shoulders of a kafir in the fire of hell. This is how big they will be made. دِرْسُ الْكَافِرِ يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ مِثْلُ أُهُدٍ وَفَخِذَهُ مِثْلُ الْبَيْضَةِ. Just one teeth will be as big as Mount Uhud in Madinatul Munawwara. This is how big one teeth will be. His thighs will be as big as Mount Bayza. They will be made big and fat so that they feel more pain in the fire of hell. And once inside the fire, the torment and torture will begin. Regarding the easiest and the lowest of punishments in the fire of hell, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, كَيْنَ أَغْوَنَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ عَذَابًا مَنْ لَهُ نَعْلَانِ وَشِرَاكَانِ مِنْ نَارِ يَغْلِي مِنْهُمَ دِمَاهُ كَمَا يَغْلِي الْمِرْجَلِ مَا يُرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنَهُمْ عَذَابًا. That the lowest of punishment will be the punishment of that person who will be forced to wear sandals mirar of fire. Their laces will be also mirar of fire. When he is forced to wear these sandals, his head, his brain and everything within this skull, everything within the head will begin to boil and bubble like boiling water in a kettle. And this person, مَا يُرَى أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ عَذَابًا. He will think that he is receiving the most severest of all punishment in the fire of hell. Though Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, وَإِنَّهُ لَأَهْوَنَهُمْ. Though in reality, this person is receiving the easiest of punishment in the fire of hell. إِنَّ لَحْبَ النَّارِ يَرْفُ أَهْلَ النَّارِ حَتَّى يَسِيرُوا كَمَا يَسِيرُ الشَّرَفُ. The flames will raise them and elevate the people of hell, and they will begin to fly like sparks. When they fly like sparks, they will be able to see the people of Jannah from a distance. And the people of Jannah will be able to see the people of hell from a distance. When the people of Jannah see the people of hell from a distance, they will say, أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ فَالْوَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ. That Allah promises in the Quran, Allah said, believe, do good deeds, and I will give you Jannah. I will give you the ni'mas of Jannah. We believe, we did good deeds, and today Allah has fulfilled this promise. Allah has given us Jannah, and Allah has given us the ni'mas of Jannah. Has Allah given you what He promised you? When they see the people of Jannah and they see the stream flowing and they see the people of Jannah rejoicing and enjoying themselves in Jannah, the people of hell will say, أَنَفِيضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. We beg of you, please pour some water over us. Give us some water or give us something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you with. فَتَرَدُّهُمْ مَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ بِمَقَامِ الْحَدِيدِ إِلَىٰ كَارِ النَّاسِ. The angels will beat them with hammers of steel and they will reach the bottom of Jahannam again. Everybody will be punished according to the severity of his sins, according to the amount of sins he has committed in this world. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ حِجَّتِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ النَّارُ إِلَىٰ تَرْكُوتِهِ. There will be those in fire to their ankles, those to their waist, to their knees. There will be those in fire to their waist, and there will be those in fire to their neck. تَشْوِيهِمْ النَّارُ. The fire of hell will burn their flesh. It will roast them. It will defame and deface them. And because of this, the lips will be displaced. It is said, فَتَقَلَّسَ شَفَتَهُ الْأُولِيَا حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ وَسَّرَاسِهِ وَيَسْتَرْخِي شَفَتَهُ الصُّفْرَى حَتَّى تَضْرِبْ صُرَّتَى. Because of this, his lips will be displaced. The upper lip will go upward and come out from the middle of the head. The lower lip will drop downwards and reach the waist. The punishment will not end. Because the Quran has guaranteed, the Quran has promised, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلَّاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. Every time we have burned them, every time their skin and flesh has been burned and roasted, we will replace it with a new one. We will give them new skin, we will give them new flesh, and the torment and punishment will start again. Yes, the people of Jahannam will cry. They will cry so much that it is related, فَإِنَّ أَهْلَ النَّارِ يَبْقُونَ فِي النَّارِ حَتَّى تَسِيلَ دُمُوعَهُ فِي وَجُوئِهِمْ كَأَنَّهَا جَدَاوِلْ. They will cry so much that tears will flow from their eyes. So many tears will flow that it is narrated, كَأَنَّهَا جَدَاوِلْ. It will look like they don't have tears there. It will look like as if they are two drain pipes. It will look like as if two streams are flowing from their eyes. When the tears are finished, when there remains no more tears in the eyes, tears of blood will flow from the very same eyes. So much blood will come out of them eyes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, كَلَوْ أَنَّ سُفَنًا أُزْجِيَتْ فِيهَا لَجَرَتْ. That if a ship was placed on these tears of blood that have come out of this Jahannami's eyes, because of the amount of tears have come, this ship will certainly flow. This is how much tears will come out of his eyes. The torment will not end. You eat in this world, you will be forced to eat in the next world. The Quran says, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّكُومْ تَعَامُ الْعَسِيمِ. The tree of Zakum will be the food of sinners. إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ. A tree which grows from the heart of hell, grows in the middle of hell. طَلْؤُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُوسِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. The crop, the fruit of this tree looks like as if they were the heads of devils. This tree is so bitter that it is related in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَلَوْ أَنَّ قَطْرَةً مِنَ الزَّكُومِ قَطْرَتْ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا لَأَفْسَدَتْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مَعَايِشَهُمْ. That if only one drop of this tree was to fall inside this world, then everything within this world would become bitter. Nothing would grow from the earth. What is the Quran saying? Not one drop. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. They will have to fill their bellies with this tree. كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونَ. And it will boil and bubble in their bellies like molten brass. The torment will not end. The punishment is eternal. Thereafter the Quran says, ثُمَّ يَصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ. Boiling water will be poured from the top of their heads. This water will rush down to the stomach, and because of its intense heat, every organ, everything within the stomach will melt, and the water will rush down and come out of the feet. The punishment will not end. It will start all over again. And the people of hell will not be able to bear this punishment. Who can bear this punishment? The people of hell will cry, and they will not be able to bear this punishment. They will turn to the wardens of hell. They will turn to the angels that are guarding the gates of hell, and they will say to them, the Quran says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمُ اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. They will say to the angels, we beg of you, intercede for us today. Ask Allah, pray to Allah, ask Allah to relieve us from this torment for a single day. Ask Allah, please give us rest from this torment, from this punishment for a day. We want rest for a day. We cannot bear this torment and torture. My brothers, the angels will reply, أَوَلَمْ تَكُوْ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَةِ. Didn't messengers come to you in dunya with clear proof? Wasn't the Quran there? Were the verses of the Quran not clear enough? If that is the case, then you intercede. You ask yourself, we are not going to intercede. You pray to Allah, you ask Allah, we are not going to help you. When they realize that nothing can save them from this punishment in hell, they will decide amongst themselves, let us ask for death. At least the pain of death is just one off. When one dies, he feels no pain after death. We will not have to go through this punishment and torture. Let us ask for death. They will make mashura and they will agree. And they will approach this time, the warden Malik. They will say, Ya Malik, liyakhdi alayna rabbuk. O Malik, ask Allah to give us death. Death, the punishment and the pain of death is a million, billion times more easier to bear than the punishment of the fire of hell. Innakum makithun. 80 years and Malik will not reply. After 80 years, Malik will reply, Innakum makithun. There is no death in Jahannam. Death was in the first world. There is no death. You have to remain here forever and ever. 1 year of the next life is equal to 1,000 years of this life. Which means that they will wait for a period, approximately 80,000 years of this world. 80,000 years receiving the same punishment before Malik just turns around and says, Innakum makithun. There is no death. You have to remain here forever and ever. Let us make sabr this time, they will decide. Let us make sabr because the believers in dunya, they made sabr. They sacrificed their pleasures and they were obedient and they worshipped Allah. Look, sabr benefited them today. They are in Jannah and they are rejoicing in Jannah and they are enjoying the names of Jannah. Let us make sabr. It is possible that sabr benefits us. They will make sabr and they will make sabr and they will make sabr. Finally, they will say, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِئْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَالَنَا مِنْ مَحِيثٍ. Whether we make sabr or whether we cry and scream, there is no way out from the fire of hell. Iblis himself in the fire of hell will say to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تُلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Listen very carefully to what Iblis is going to say. Today, we are following Iblis and we are following the works, the ways of the devil, the shaitan. On that day, the devil himself will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. That Allah promised you a promise of truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. I also promised you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. But I betrayed you. I lied to you. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. I have no power over you. All I did was call you and you came willingly. You fell in my trap. فَلَا تُلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not blame me today. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِيَا. Today I cannot help you and you cannot help me. When they hear what Shaitan says, they will become angry with one another. And they will begin to blame themselves. It will be said, لَمَقْتُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ مَقْتِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ إِسْتُدْعَوْنَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. Today, you have been angry with one another. You have been angry with yourself. Allah's anger in dunya was greater towards you. You were called towards iman. You were called towards good deeds. You were told to believe. But when you were told to believe, when you were told to do good deeds, you will refuse and you will turn your faces and you will turn your back. So don't become angry with yourself today. Allah's anger was far greater. This time they will decide, let us speak with Allah directly. Let us not ask the wardens of Jahannam. Let us speak with Allah directly. And they will speak with Allah directly for a few times. The hadith relates, they will say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرَجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوْكِنُونَ. Oh Allah, we have seen now. We have seen your punishment. Oh Allah, we have heard now. Oh Allah, we now believe. We now believe with certainty. Oh Allah, let us go back in dunya. We will do good deeds. It will be said, فَذُوكُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِكَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Never mind going back to the world. Taste the punishment now. You forgot us in dunya. And today, we are returning the favor by forgetting you now. Again they will turn to Allah and they will say, oh Allah, رَبَّنَا أَخِرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ كَرِيمٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِئِ الرَّسُولِ. Oh Allah, respite us for a short while. We will answer your call and we will follow the messengers. We will act upon the verses of the Quran. We will obey all your commands. Allah will say, أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُ أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. Did you not make qasam in dunya that you were not going to leave this dunya? You thought you were going to remain here forever and ever and now you are asking for a short while to be let out from the fire of hell? For the third time they will turn to Allah again and they will say, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَارِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. O Allah, take us out from the fire. We will do good deeds. We promise we will do good deeds. We will not turn to the evil deeds that we used to do in dunya. Allah will say, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Did we not give you lives enough, long enough? 70, 80 years in which one, if a person wanted to change, he could change. If such a period, if one wanted to receive nasiha, admonition, he could receive it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away from them. ثُمَّ مَكَثَ أَنْهُمْ مَا شَاءَ. Allah will not speak for them the period, the length of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. After this period passes, Allah Himself will talk to them. Allah will say, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. Were not my verses recited unto you and then you used to deny? When they hear Allah speaking with them, they will think Allah has become happy because Allah Himself has spoken with them. Before they were speaking with Allah, now Allah has turned to them and Allah has spoken with them. When they hear the voice of Allah, when they hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking with them, they will say, Al-an yarda rabbana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Allah is pleased with us. And thus they will say to Allah, O Allah, رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِكْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ. O Allah, our evil fortune conquered us and we were bad people. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا. Take us out from the fire of hell. فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. If we return to evil for the second time, O Allah, we are the wrongdoers, we are the zalimeen. And Allah will say, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُقَلِّمُونَ. Do not be gone therein and do not speak to me. When Allah says these words to the people of hell, they will cry like never before. They will scream like never before. They will yell like never before, as they will know there and then that they have to remain forever and ever, and Allah will never ever speak to them thereafter, and they will stay in hell forever and ever, as hell is eternal, the punishment of hell is eternal. This is the fire of hell. Then there is Jannah for you and I, inshallah, because me, you and I, we are going to be from the Ashabul Yameen, the people on the right, inshallah. Because from today, we are going to be Muslim. Not just by name, but by action. We are not just going to be Muslims of Ramadan, that pray in the month of Ramadan, that do good deeds in the month of Ramadan. We are going to be all yearly Muslims. We are going to pray inshallah every day, and we are going to change our ways from today. Because if we do not change our ways, and tomorrow we are gone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is going to happen to us. But if we change our ways and try our utmost best to do good deeds, inshallah, and we act like the Ashab al-Yameen, the people of the on the right side, then Allah will make show on the day of judgment that we are from the people of the right side and we receive Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from the fire of hell, as the fire of hell was not created for you, it was not created for me. The Quran says, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. It was created for the non-believers. But if we adopt the ways of the non-believers, if we begin to do the deeds that the non-believers do, then Allah forbid that lest it may touch us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you and I from the fire of hell. Allah give us the tawfiq to act upon what is said. Allah make us Muslims by name and by amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.